John 1, 3, and 4 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. What is life? Modern scientists give a definition of sorts, but what they actually do is describe what life looks like. Their definition isn't actually an answer to the question, what is life? For example, the Britannica Dictionary, available online, defines life as, quote, the ability to grow, change, etc., that separates plants and animals from things like water or rocks, end quote. But that definition tells us what life does. It doesn't tell us what life is. And the Webster 1828 Dictionary provides a better description from the biblical worldview, defining life saying, quote, in animals, animation, vitality, and in man, that state of being in which the soul and body are united, end quote. That's an important distinction between life in the animal kingdom and life in humans, although the Darwinian would ignore those obvious differences between man and animal and reject this definition. Regardless, even with that biblically based understanding of life, that definition still does not tell us what life is. And you can look at all the dictionaries and encyclopedias on the internet, and you'll find that life can only be described and identified with certain characteristics, but none of these sources can define what life is. The Khan Academy recognizes this in their course on Introduction to Biology. Their introduction to the course says, quote, most people have an intuitive understanding of what it means for something to be alive. However, it's surprisingly hard to come up with a precise definition of life. Because of this, many definitions of life are operational definitions. They allow us to separate living things from non-living ones, but they don't actually pin down what life is. End quote. I would just say that they say many definitions. It's all of them as far as I can see. So in considering evidence for God and the subject of life itself, we really have one of two options to choose from. First, we can choose to believe that life just is, that the blind faith position of the non-theist or any materialist or naturalist. Those with faith in science, what we call a religion of scientism, say that life is, and they're just fine not knowing where it comes from while rejecting God as a possibility, as the source of life. The second option is to believe that while we do not know exactly what life is, we believe that it comes from God, and that life is in God, and that God is the author and sustainer of all life. Now, someone might say, well, that's not evidence for God. And that's true if you're only looking for hard evidence based upon observations. We've seen plenty of that when looking at Bible prophecy and the evidence for creation. But when faced with questions like this, the logical approach is to ask which of the conclusions or options that we just mentioned makes the most sense based upon the evidence. Is it logical to believe life just happened? To believe that there was no intelligence behind the appearance of life? And that this mysterious thing called life exists and continues to exist in the natural world without any supernatural or divine involvement? Or is the best explanation for life found in the existence of God? With all of the evidence presented in the previous 29 five-minute devotionals, and we're just getting started, and with all of the mounting evidence for the divine inspiration and infallibility of the Bible, wouldn't the best and most logical position be that what the Bible says is true? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. I came to that conclusion more than 30 years ago, and the evidence for God has simply piled up over those years so that I am beyond convinced that life is in Jesus Christ. Not just this temporary life, but eternal life. He is the Lord. He is the Creator. And he is the Savior who paid for our sins with his shed blood on the cross and rose from the dead, conquering sin and death on our behalf. As the Apostle John wrote in his first epistle, 1 John 5:20, he said, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.